After the confrontation between Caesar and Pompey in the 1st century BC, the city of Córdoba was reborn under the name of Colonia Patricia. From then on, the southern part of the walled perimeter was extended to the banks of the Guadalquivir River. Therefore, the wall that runs along what is now Calle Cairoan is clearly Roman in origin. Even so, it must have undergone numerous alterations and reconstructions over the centuries, with a clear caliphate face at its base, where we can see the arrangement of ashlars in stretcher and header style. The transformations would continue in the late medieval Christian period and would continue until the 18th century. Although this stretch of wall is clearly a palimpsest, in other words, an authentic trace of the historical development of the city, its current image corresponds to the second half of the 20th century. It was precisely during the 1960s, in an attempt to create tourist attractions in the city of Córdoba by Mayor Antonio Guzmán, that the well-known Cairoan Street, a Tunisian city with which Córdoba is twinned, was created. Three ancient streams were channeled here, known as the Arroyo del Camino de la Victoria, the Venero de Esquina de Paradas, and the Atarjea de las Aguas del Cabildo. During the restoration project, the Puerta de la Luna was designed with the intention of connecting the Portillo de la Luna, a smaller gate, with the Villa Ceballos alleyway, creating an authentic labyrinth of narrow, winding streets that could lead anyone walking through them to confuse it with the authentic urban layout of the Jewish quarter of Córdoba.